This is an out loud reading of one of our latest YouTube videos. To find us, go to youtube.com/RedditReaders or click the link in the description below. Thank you so much for listening.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to another post from r/AmItheBootyHole, the subreddit where people post scenarios and commenters decide who's at fault. Today's post: Am I the booty hole for refusing to justify why I left my son's wedding early? My son got married a couple of days ago. I wasn't happy about it, and I'm sure he knew that, but I didn't say anything. I felt sick at the reception and had horrible stomach pain. My husband and I left, and my son seemed offended, though I told him that I felt sick. It got worse that night, and I went to the ER. I ended up having appendicitis and having to have surgery. While I was at the ER, my son and daughter-in-law both texted me about how selfish and immature it was to leave their wedding. My daughter-in-law, who likes to throw around loaded terms, called it toxic. Now, I could easily show them my discharge papers and clear myself, but I don't think I owe them any type of explanation. I don't like being called a liar. I've been respectful, and I feel like I'm being punished for not wanting to be close to my daughter-in-law. My sister thinks I should show them, and my husband thinks I should tell them both to F off. I'm leaning much more towards not showing them. Everyone sucks here. I mean, why wouldn't you have just told them you ended up in the ER and then had to have emergency surgery? You could let them go on thinking you snubbed them and ruin your relationship with your son and potential grandchildren in the future, or you could just clear this misunderstanding up. Seems like a lot of drama for nothing. Honestly, all of you sound toxic AF. I agree with this. Why is OP hiding the fact that she went to the ER and had to have surgery? Seems like she's creating drama when "I feel sick" is the oldest excuse in the book to get out of something you don't want to do. I really wonder how respectful she has been to daughter-in-law and why she doesn't like her. Seems early to pass judgment on the son and daughter-in-law. All we know is that OP didn't want them married, left their reception early for a real medical problem, but never told them the severity, so they just assume she chose to leave. I'm not saying OP is a narcissist because I'm not a psychologist, but her behavior, where she seems to be getting off on holding the truth over their heads, is very similar to some I've seen on r/JustKnowMIL. From narcissist in-laws. There are mother-in-laws out there who will pretend to have cancer to manipulate their children. I'm willing to bet money that pretending to be ill because having to witness the wedding was too much would have been in character for OP. And so that's what her son and daughter-in-law are assuming. That's probably why OP keeps going on about showing them documentation. For most, her word would be enough, but not if she had a history of making things up for attention. I actually don't think "everyone sucks here" is the call. From son and daughter-in-law's perspective, mom, who doesn't approve and indicated that this is known, dipped out early, using what sounds like an excuse, and now is deliberately hiding the truth, which just feeds the belief on the other end that it was an excuse rather than an actual emergency. OP is creating drama instead of providing information that would likely correct the situation, and could even elicit an apology from the son and daughter-in-law. Toxic does sound like an appropriate term here. You are the booty hole. You are the booty hole for the game playing. You apparently made your dislike so known, even without saying anything, that it was their first conclusion that you left early to show your displeasure. Now you are hiding pertinent information that could save the relationship. Not just them not being angry, but you reconciling after the blow-up, because you are self-righteously enjoying watching them put a noose over their own neck. I agree. If my mom left our wedding early, we would have said it was because she was being a self-centered drama queen. If my mother-in-law left our wedding early, we would have been worried sick and tried to get in touch to see what was going on. History dictates how people react to your actions, and judging from the text messages, this isn't the first time OP has acted like this, but previously not due to medical emergency. Also, Where is OP's husband in this? Why didn't he text back saying, your mother is in the ER? We need some info. Why exactly do you not like your daughter-in-law? Have you been vocal about objecting to the marriage? If, as there seems to be, there is bad blood between you and your son and daughter-in-law, then you are the booty hole for essentially withholding key information. From their standpoint, the groom's mother was so grumpy that she faked sick and left early. Do you want your son to think that of you? If there is no bad blood, then you're not the booty hole, but I struggle to understand your outlook. She said her daughter-in-law had been angry with someone wearing a Confederate flag t-shirt. This is why she hates her. Sounds like her son lucked out with a woman who is passionate about social issues and cares for others, could even cry for others when politics negatively affect them. You are the booty hole. You just left without saying anything to your son at his wedding? How else would you expect them to take it? Normally, when something is wrong, you say, hey, this was beautiful, I am so sorry, but I'm not feeling well and I need to go home. Instead, you left, and now we're just letting them both believe you dipped out because you don't care about their wedding. Something tells me that your daughter-in-law throws around words like that because you've given them a reason. I find it hard to believe they would automatically assume the worst with no previous cause. Edit. Read more comments where you call the daughter-in-law annoying and you treat her like a coworker. You are definitely the booty hole, and I want to amend my statement. Don't bother clearing this up, this misunderstanding. They will be a lot happier without you in their lives. Just back away and leave just like you did at their wedding, because clearly you don't give a shit about your son or his happiness. And that's gonna wrap up today's post. Let us know your thoughts about this one in the comments below. If you liked the video, please leave a like or a comment. It always helps us out a lot. And if you'd like to hear more and see more posts from r/amithebootyhole and other subreddits when they come out on the channel, please subscribe. As always, thank you so much for watching and for listening. Hey everyone, we hope you're enjoying our readings of popular Reddit posts. We love providing this service so that you can listen to these podcasts to pass the time, to fall asleep to, or to be entertained while still staying safe on your commute to work. We love to have the freedom to cover even more posts, but the recording and editing is time-consuming work and doesn't pay the bills. If you feel you're getting regular value out of these episodes, please consider supporting us with a small monthly donation. You can donate easily by visiting anchor.fm/redditreaders and clicking on Support This Podcast. Every little bit helps, even if it's just enough to cover our morning cup of coffee. As always, thank you so much for listening.